Nung mga 5 ako, nakaupo lang ako beside ni nanay. Kasi yun yung bonding namin nung bata pa ako. And I think it's my love language na rin.
Unti-unti nang natutupad ang mga pangarap ng international student mula Antique sa Western Visayas Region at kasalukuyang pastry chef na si Eloisa Nanini. Matapos itinanghal siyang kampyon para sa cheese category sa makatatapos lang na World Food Championships Australia 2023. Tinalo ng batang chef ang mga kalaban sa kanyang sariling recipe na may kombinasyong pagka-Filipino at Western na dessert.
Yung first procedure po, yung cheesecake procedure po yun. And then the next procedure is a leche flan procedure. Kasi paano siya, typical leche flan siya, pero in-incorporate ko yung cheesecake procedure. In-incorporate ko po. Kaya po tinawag ko siyang leche flan cheesecake. Kaya nilagyan ko po ng makapuno to make it more like Filipino. And then, syempre, it's cheesecake. So, nilagyan ko po ng lemon zest. Naisip po lang po kasi favorite ko yung leche flan as a child. And favorite ko yung cheesecake as an adult. And then, naisip ko kasi parang ano siya, parang maganda siyang combination of flavors. I think yung nagpapanalo sa akin is yung idea. Yeah, I think the idea na kinumbine ko yung dalawang cuisine.
Naman na umano ni Chef Eloisa ang kanyang pagkahilig sa pagluluto at paggawa ng sariling recipe sa kanyang ina. Lalo't may sarili itong negosyo sa Pilipinas ng mga pagkain. Kaya kapag maging maayos ang pag-aaral at karera sa pagiging chef, tutulong siya na palaguin ito at magkaroon din ng sariling negosyo dito sa Australia.
Actually, masaya naman mag-aral. I still plan to study food technology, but I'm thinking of saving money for myself, for my family, for my dreams, because I dream to be an owner of a business.
Maliban sa pag-aaral ng commercial cookery, isusunod na aaralin ni Chef ang food technology.
Being a chef is always my first love, I would say. This is what I love doing. I love, cooking, I love food. Love discovering a lot of, cuisine. I love to travel the world and,
Sa amang Singaporean-Chinese naman naman ni Chef Lynn Richardson ang pagkahilig sa pagluluto. Subalit kwento niya dahil sa taglay na makulay na kultura at masasarap na pagkain ng inang Pinay, mas napamahal siya sa pagluluto. Mas nagustuhan din niya ang paggawa ng recipes na may kombinasyon mula sa mga pagkaing Southeast Asians, kabilang na dito ang Pilipinas. Si Chef Lynn ay dating sumali na sa MasterChef at ngayon siya ang kampyon para sa seafood category.
It's called otak otak. Okay, otak otak is like, it's a grilled fish cake. And it's got different type of fish cake in Southeast Asia. So I rule out the lobster. So it's a lobster tail. And it's like making a sandwich. So two lobster tail, in the middle is the fish cake. I will let it and steam it, which is the Asian way. And then at the same time, after making the fish cake, I then put inside the roulette lobster inside the fish cake. And then again, I re-steam it and, cook it again. And then I made the sauce, which is a crab curry sauce, which is a nonya style where using the crab paste.
Maliban sa pagiging chef sa mga mamahaling restaurant at piling mga okasyon, mas malapit sa kanyang puso ang voluntaryong pagluluto para sa mga labis na nangangailangan dito sa Australia.
People is struggling. It's not even the homeless. There are people where they lost their job. They lost, their income. They can't provide anything, just normal meals, or their money is just enough to pay the mortgage, enough to pay their bills. But especially at the moment where cost of living is really high, so it's nice feeling to actually really get to contribute with them, and they are very thankful all the time. They can hug you, they can like very appreciative of what you are doing for them, and it's a way of saying, look, there's always help. There's always somewhere to go,
Labis naman ang pasasalamat nito sa Filipino Chefs Association of Victoria. dahil sa laking suporta.
I'm very much like having this, I've never been feeling very loved and very accepted, even though, you know, I'm only part Filipino, but I've never felt this way in any group that, you know, you are being accepted and you feel all the love, the support.
Ang Filipino Chefs Association of Victoria na inorganisa ni retired chef Romel Cao at negosyanteng si Alex C. ang nagbigay suporta sa mga Pinoy chef para sa kompetisyon.
We hope that all these chefs will in Melbourne or in, we have to join together that so we can show to the world that we are not only adobo or not only tinola, that we can show the world that what we are capable of.
Para kay Chef Romel, ang pagkapanalo ng mga Pinoy ay nagpatotoo sa angking galing ng mga ito.
We're nearly there on the top. If you can see from the some in the news, some in the Instagram or some in the social media platforms, especially in New York, Paris, and every parts of the world, Filipino chefs are excelled, especially Ross Magnay from Surai, the master chef, you know.
Okay. Yeah,
so we are very proud that we are not not doing just adobo, you know. We have so many talented chefs are coming out.
Sa Bisaya pa, chef.
Tama, kuya, una. Sa lingkod na, nangalingkod ba? Nanatira, papahingon na tayo sa taas.
Dagdag paunawa ni chef, hindi madali tulad ng nakikita sa telebisyon ang pagiging chef. Dahil maliban sa galing, kailangan din ito ang pagmamahal sa ginagawa at determinasyon.
And sometimes you have to cry, especially women, you know, behind the when all the chefs shouting at you. That's not real life, you know. Sometimes you eat your dinner after the service. So you just eat in the corner of the kitchen.
Samantala, maliban kay Chef Eloisa at Chef Lynn, napanalunan din ni Chef Princess Anne Uy ang barbecue category. At dahil nasungkit ang golden ticket, siya ang pambato sa Nobyembre sa Amerika. Bit-bit ang kanyang recipe na tatak Pinoy, ang Manila Chicken Barbecue.
Because I really want to represent it to many different cultures and especially dito sa Australia. It is really smoky, the judge like it, and they said the barbecue and the char flavor is so intense. Even yung vegetables po at saka yung rice po kasi diba sa Pilipinas may puso po yung sa Cebuano. But then I don't know how to weave the ano po yung puso. So I said, okay, banana leaves.
Ang karanasan nito sa pagluluto kasama ang kanyang lola at sa kanilang kainan sa Maynila ang may malaking naambag sa kanyang pagkapanalo, lalo na sa pagluluto ng barbecue.
The way you cook the barbecue, sometimes kahit barbecue, hindi siya nagiging smoky. So the thing that the secret for that is the way you put the rub or the basting. If he doesn't know how to do the basting, it doesn't absorb all the smokiness of the charcoal. But then if you know how to, the timing when you brush it, when you put the pampalasa, the spices, that's the time you need to know how the heat can actually burn the basting. Kasi po kahit gaano po kayo maglagay ng sauce, but then if you doesn't know how to control the temperature of the charcoal, it doesn't smoke properly. So there are always four components of the charcoal or any kind of grill. It's the fat, the sugar, the acid, and also the charcoal.
May pahabol na payo naman si Chef Anne sa lahat tungkol sa pagluluto.
Hindi ka pwede magluto pag malungkot ka. So every time I cook, I need to be happy. That's what I've learned to my grandma. The more you get upset or upset when cooking, the result of the food is not good.
Ang tagumpay ng mga Pinoy sa larangan ng culinary dito sa Australia ay isa lang sa bunga ng mga adhikain ng Filipino Chefs Association of Victoria. Kasama pa dito ang panawagang pagkakaisa.
Po kasi namin ni Alex, mula na ngayon yung bangayan na gugitan. Lahat ng ano, magkaroon ng unity. Kasi sino-sino pa naman tayo, di ba? Kailangan i-uplift natin ang pagkain Pinoy. Mapunta ka sa ibang lugar, merong magaling na Pilipino ron. Kaya ngayon marami nagsusulputan na Filipino restaurant.
Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.